Yeah. Okay, we're up to Yud Aleph Amabez. We're going to start with the second to last line, Reb Elazar Omer. Just one thought on yesterday's daf, can't pass it up. That is, I don't know if Menachem mentioned it in the shir, but there is a discussion in the Achronim, the Turi Evan asks it. We know Machlokas yesterday, Tishrei Nivra Olam, Benisa Nivra Olam, and also about when the Geula will happen. B'tishrei asidin l'igal, b'nisan asidin l'igal. So the Turi Evan asks, but we know that there's a Gemara Erevin that says that if you make a neder, that you're not going to drink wine on the day that Ben David ba, you're not allowed to drink wine the rest of your life. Because maybe Mashiach's going to come today. So the Kasha is, what do you mean? It's either going to come in Tishrei or Nisan. So according to whoever you hold, like you have 11 months that are free. So the Turi Evan gives one answer, and the Sfas-Emes gives another answer. The Sfas-Emes is on the bottom of Yud Aleph Mabez. That's why we're allowed to say it today, even though today's daf is Daf Yud Beis. But Daf Yud Aleph, the Turi Evan asks this, and he says, no Kasha. Umistavali b'ha milsut the beis mini kitsin ikal abies beis David. Really, there are two times that Mashiach could come. Kita Amar, like it says in Sanhedrin, in Perechei Lek, Be'ita Achishena. Zachu Achishena, lo Zachu Be'ita. If we're Zocha, then the Gula is going to come earlier. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hasten it. So that's what the other Gemara is talking about, that it could come any day. This Gemara is talking about Be'ita. If it comes in its time, that's either going to be Nisan or Tishrei. But we hope, and we daven, that it's going to come Ba'achishena, in the way of Achishena. So that's one answer the Turi Evan gives. The Sfas-Emes quotes the Turi Evan, and then he gives another answer. He says, no. He says, the language of when Ben David Ba, thank you, the language of Ben David Ba is different than when the Geula Shleima is going to be. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, it's pretty clear that Ben David and the Mashiach is going to come before the Geula happens. They're going to be different stages. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Berak Yin Aleph, Im Yabon Melech Mibes David, Hoge Batara Va'osik Mavitzvahs, Kid David Aviv, Yaakov Kol Yisrael Leilich Ba, if a Zerah of David HaMelech comes and he brings everybody to do Torah and he's Mechazik Am Yisrael and he fights the Mechamos Hashem, Harayizu Bechazkas Yom Mashiach, and if he wins and he succeeds, that's the first, and then later on the Geula is going to come. That's the first stage, but that's not good to Geula Shleima. So the Sfas-Emes says, that's the Chilek. That Gemara over there, the day that Ben David bought, that's stage one. Our Gemara, when's the Geula going to happen? That's the ultimate, it's a later stage. Therefore, Ben David is still the first stage, and that's why you have to be parish from wine all your life. He said, "Mislo pshitahu ms Ben David lachud geula lachud." Just like he says, Moshe Rabbeinu came way before the geula. Moshe Rabbeinu b'al Mitzrayim kodem ha-geula. Ukamoche nuchalios b'geula ha'asidah. So that's, he says, that's the chilek between the two gemaras. Okay, now let's continue. We're up to the second to last line on Yalaf and Beis. Let's start with there. So the Gemara has been saying, Va'azu l'tamayu. There are Blazer and Reb Yeshua who say, Reb Elazar who says that, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and Reb Yeshua who says that, B'nisa Nivra Ha'olam, they also argue consistently when the Mabul started. When the Mabul started. So the first day was yesterday's Amud. Reb Yeshua says that it started on the 17th day of the second month. So what is the second month? So Reb Yeshua says it is Iyar, and Reb Elazar says it is Cheshvan. Remember, Rashi already alludes to this in his Pirush Ala Torah in Parshas Noach. So the Gemara quoted Reb Yeshua Shita. So let's do Reb Elazar's. That's what we're up to. Second to last line, Yud Aleph Mabez. Reb Eliezer Omer, Oso Hayom, Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan Haya. The day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the rains was the 17th day of Cheshvan. V'yom Shemazel Kima Ola Bayom. And I'm sure I discussed yesterday that the day that the Kima constellation is Ola Bayom, goes up in the sky during the daytime. That's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Mabul. As we discussed yesterday, all the constellations start the day in a different position every time of the year. So every month has different constellations of the sky that go up. Doesn't really go up, but it's seen to us during the day and seen to us during the night. So Kima is the constellation that in Cheshvan is seen to us going up by day. Umayanos Misgabrim, and the springs have a lot of water in them. It's the rainy season, and there's a lot of water all around. And Kima usually has a lot of water because Cheshvan is the rainy season. And as Rabbi Elazar, and since the Bnei Dor HaMabul, changed their actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Seder HaBriya, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bracious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Maisa Bracious for them. The Gemara is going to ask in a few lines, what did he change? I understand yesterday's Amud, where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he changed the Seder Bereishis, because after all, it was Iyar. In Iyar, Kima is usually not there, and it's not the rainy season, it's the springtime, and the Mayanos underneath aren't usually overflowing with water, so that I understand, because we're going to change. But here, Kima is always supposed to be there. It's Cheshvan. It's the rainy season. So what did he change exactly? So that we'll see in a few lines. The Hela Mazel Kima Bayom, and he put Mazel up during the day, which is usual. That's the problem, which we'll see in a few lines. The Natal Shnei Kochavim, but he took out two stars from in the constellation. He took out two stars, and there was a space there. The Hevi Mabel Olam, and that somehow, that change in the constellational pattern somehow caused a change in the Bria and caused tremendous destruction and flooding to come. Okay, that was just the finishing up of the Brisa, which said that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua are consistent in their Shitos in terms of which month the Mabel started. Sheni in the Torah either means Kislev, either means Iyar or Cheshvan. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hayna Tachsiv Sheni, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says the second month referred to by the Mabo is Iyar, I understand in the Torah when it says, Bachodesh HaSheni, in the second month, El al Rabbi Lazar, my Sheni, but according to Rabbi Lazar, what does Sheni mean? What do you mean Sheni? Sheni means, what's wrong with Sheni? Tishrei Cheshvan, what's wrong with saying, that's what Sheni means in the Torah? So Tosas Atapir points out something that we had earlier, that the Ritva said earlier on Daf Zayin, that fine, they argue when the world was created, but Tishrei B'Nisan, but when it says months in the Torah, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that you count from Nisan. Because even he agrees that the years start with Nisan, even though that the, and the month cycle, like in the Torah when it says when Rosh Hashanah is, and when Yom Kippur is, and when, Rabbi Elazar is going to agree when Yom Kippur is. So Tosfos on top says that even though the Rabbi Elazar agrees that Petishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that's fine, that's when you start from, but the Minyan HaChadashim, of course, start with Nisan. So what does Sheni mean in the Torah? So he says, Sheni Ladin. It doesn't really mean Sheni the second month, but what, how do we know Sheni? It means Sheni to when they the Dor HaMabel, had a Gzar Din to get destroyed. And the Gzar Din of the Dor HaMabel was, when is Din done? Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, as we had earlier, the Makoros for that. So that was what it means in the Torah, the second month to their conviction. Continuing. Yeah. They were Nigzar, when did the Gzair took place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's going to come. The ultimate verdict happened later. He's warned them 120 years earlier that I'm going to destroy you. But there was always a chance. The Gzair didn't really happen right then. So continuing the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua, Haina Deshina. I understand this price, according to Rabbi Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Seder Bereishis. Because as we said, the Mabel happened in Iyar. Iyar is not usually the rainy season, so the fact that it rained so much, that was a change in Ma'aseh Bereishis. El Rabbi Elazar Maishina, and also Kima was supposed to be there. But according to Rabbi Elazar Maishina, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that it happened in Cheshvan, and Kima does come up during the day in Cheshvan, and the Ma'ayonos are already Mizgabros in Cheshvan, so what exactly was the change in the Seder Bereishis by the Onesh of the Dor HaMabel? Kid Rav Chisda, the Amar Rav Chisda is Rav Chisda's Drasha. As Rav Chisda says, this is one line quoted, all the Agadator about the Dor HaMabel is in the end of Sanhedrin. This is one line there quoted. Beroschen kilkalu beroschen idonu. What was the change? The change when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the water boiling. It wasn't cold rain water. It was boiling water. Beroschen kilkalu, they, the Dor HaMabel, sinned with boiling substance. The Gemara assumes Zera has the status of Roschen, so because they were Megala Arayos, and therefore, that's the symbol of Beroschen Kilkalu. They sinned with Roschen, with a boiling substance. Uberoschen Idonu. And therefore, Mita Keneged Mita, they were judged with Roschen, with boiling water, of the Dor HaMabel. Okay, how did Og survive with his body in the boiling water? Okay, maybe it was a little cool right around the table. Beroschen Kilkalu, Ba'aveira, Uberoschen Idonu. Right, Beroschen, they were Makalkel, they messed up, Ba'aveira, Uberoschen Idonu, and they were judged with Roschen. How do you know that it was Roschen? What's the hint in the Torah? Ksiv hacha vayashochu hamayim, because it says the water subsided vayashochu, but v'ksiv hasav, and it says in the Megillah, v'chamas hamelech shechacha, the anger and the wrath of the king subsided. And anger, Rashi says, is always associated with heat. We get hot under the collar when we're angry. So you see, shechacha is associated with cooling off and making the heat, the chamas, subside. So here too by the Mabul, where it says shechacha vayashochu amayim, that is a reflection and a siman that something is boiling that is being cooled off. Period. Right, so this is one of the chazals that what exactly was the aveira that the Dar HaMabul did, Gili Arayis. And much of the other, just two points on the other averis. Right, what do you mean Gili Arayis? The more famous chazal as well, what does it say in the Torah? The Nitna Gmar Din, El Al HaChamas, El Al HaGezel. So wasn't a gezel? What do you mean it was Gili Arayis? So the Chiddushi Harim, Shemin HaTov quotes the Chiddushi Harim, that maybe the point of gezel is that really did a lot of averis. But gezel is the symbol of all averis. Because when we use our kochos for items and actions that we're not supposed to, then we're using things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to us to do mitzvahs, and we're using it for other things. That's gezel. We're stealing our kochos that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's why he even adds, that's why we start off ne'ila, asin atenosin yad l'poshim, l'ma nechtal me'oshek yadenu. Hashem, save us from the gezel. From the gezel, you would think ni'ila, we would talk about other averis, lashon hara, what gezel? No, gezel really encompasses all averis. Because whenever we use our kochos for something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, other than Avodas Hashem, so that's gezel. So that's how maybe gezel could be reconciled with Gili Arayis. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky at the beginning of Parshas Noach has another question. He says, the Medrash says, what did Noach give tochach on? Big discussion, did Noach give tochach on? Did not? Did he not? The Midrashim contrast Avraham going out and Noach not really going out, Avraham davening for stone, Noach not davening for stone, was that correct or not? Did Noach know that there was no hope? Many of the Mefarshim on Parshas Noach discuss Noach, try to defend him, but Rabbi Yaakov here talks about the following matters. That he did give tochacha, but he gave the wrong tochacha. Shaya mochiach es bnei doro va'omer lahem reikim atem menichem ishekolo shaver arazim umshtachim la'etz yavesh. You're leaving Hashem and you're bowing down to an etz yavesh, meaning he's giving them tochacha out of avodah zarah. That's what the Medrash says. So ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what about our Gemara? Beroschin kilkulu beroschin nidonu. So it was Gili Arayis. So what happened? Why did Noah give them tochacha out of avodah zarah? Wasn't the aveir Gili Arayis? So says Rabbi Yaakov, avol yada Noach. Noach didn't get to the root sin. Why? Because he saw them doing avodah zarah. He didn't realize that was more of just a cover up. Why? Elisha abdu avodah zarah rak biglal shehis avul arayis. Says Rabbi Yaakov something that many of the Bali Musa talk about. Well, they weren't doing avodah zarah because they really thought avodah zarah had a special koach. But sometimes when we sin, when we violate something, we can't live with ourselves. We feel guilty. We feel like, you know, we can't. So we have two options. Either to stop sinning, that's one option. Hopefully that's what we usually do. Rachman al-Islan, sometimes, you know, people who are not true to their faith always, so, you know, what's the easier way? Either throw off the sin or throw off Hashem. Rachman al-Islan. So that's really what they did. Really, they wanted to do all these averis. Gili Arayis, and he's even a chazal. He says, what's the chazal? He quotes it here and said, Yodin al-Yisrael ba'akam she'in ba'mamish. V'lo avdu akum el lahatu lahem arayis b'farhesya. Why? Because Yitzhar and Tokvan, their Yitzhar was Tokef on them, and sometimes, Rachman al-Islan, sometimes when there are people that go off the Derech Hashem, you know, what is that because? It's not because they all of a sudden don't believe in Hashem, but they can't live with themselves, because they know that what they're doing is wrong, they've been brought up in a certain way, and Rachman al-Islan, the only way to justify it is they not believe anymore. I believe in it. So really, Avodah Zarah was just the outgrowth of Gili Arayis. He says that was the problem with the tochacha that Noach gave. Eloi mavaki she'emes la'amita hayamotei she'zorach la'chizlam d'ra Arayis. Lo b'dra Avodah Zarah. He says that's what you create our Gemara. Really, Arayis was the root. But he gave them tochacha about Avodah Zarah, says the Medrash, because that was his mistake, that he didn't get to the root, he just got to the cover-up. Okay, that's what the Bali Moser say, that we always have to always be true to ourselves to make sure that that we're being totally objective in how we gauge our behaviors. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael, this is just finishing up two more lines, finishing up the Rav Elazar Bishua discussion. Chachmei Yisrael monin l'mabul k'reb Elazar u'letkufa k'reb Yeshua. The Chachmei Yisrael, the wise Jews, count the mabul when the mabul took place, like Reb Elazar. Why? Why do they count like Reb Elazar? So Rashi says, not because they hold Batishrei never ha'ola, but it's just because they count years-wise. Years-wise, they count from Nisan, and therefore, I'm sorry. Ella Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, years wise they count from Rosh Hashanah. That's when the new year starts, as our Mishnah says, Loshanim. And therefore they count the Dor HaMabul started in a certain year, and that's why they go like Rabbi Elazar. Ulatkufa Rabbi Yeshua. But when it comes to the seasons, when do the seasons start? They hold like Rabbi Yeshua, because these Chachmei Yisrael hold like the world was Nivra in Nisan. So that's when the first season started. That's when the solar system started, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun and the moon into place. Chachmei Ha'ulos Omrim, but the Chachamim of the Umos, Monin Aflamabel Kareb Yeshua. They start everything, they count everything in line with Rabbi Yeshua from Nisan. Who are these Chachmei Yisrael? Who are these Chachmei Umos? Unclear. That's just the last line the Gemara has. Okay, there's one other thought before we move on to the next Gemara, and that is the Rishonim discuss this machlokas or blazer of Yeshua when b'tishrei nivra olam or b'nisan nivra haolam. Let's say b'nisan nivra haolam according to Rabbi Yeshua. So why do we have Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei? That's a big problem. According to Rebbe Elazar, who says B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, so one can understand why the world is judged. We're going to have later on the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin, that we're all judged on Rosh Hashanah. So where does that come from? So according to Rebbe Elazar, you can understand that. Why? Because the Ran here explains that Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ran says B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. What does that mean, Nivra Ha'olam? What happened on Aleph Tishrei? Really, Adam was created on Aleph Tishrei. You have to go back in time. Chav Hei Elo, really, the world was created. You have to go back 6 days. The sixth day, when this machlokas of Nivra Ha'olam, really, Adam is the Olam. That's the purpose of the world. So according to Rabbi Lazar, Adam was created on Aleph Tishrei. And we know Chazal tell us that everything happened on that first day. He went into Gan Eden, and he got the Tzivui, and he sinned, and he was Nidon. So the first din happened on Rosh Hashanah. So says the Ran, it makes sense that as history continues, that was the time that was created for the world to be judged. K'shem shamata lefanai bedin b'yom zeh, v'yatsasa bedimus, kach asidim anechli omdim lefanai bedin yom zeh, v'yosid bedimus. V'bikan samach loma adam nidon, v'Rosh Hashanah yosid mibishar yamim. Fine. But says the Ran, that works according to Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in Nisan, so then why is it that we have Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei? Now, what is it about Tishrei? Right, nothing about Tishrei in the Bria. So, the Rabbi Yeshua, he says, "What's the why is it?" Hadrakush l'dufte. So, Vedir Ali says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu says the Ran that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had the following thought: Ratza hamakom lezako says Yisrael b'dinam. He wanted to be bezake them. The Ratza ladun es Yisrael b'zman shehukfa lekapar v'leslicha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says something else happened to history in Tishrei, and that is Yom Kippur. What happened on Yom Kippur? That was the first time we achieved Slicha v'chapara. Maisa ha'egel, if you do the math, right? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and gets the luchos on Vav Sivan, and he comes down 40 days later and breaks them on Shabbos HaBetamuz. He goes back up the next day for a second set of 40 days to get Slicha b'chila. He comes back down and says you're forgiven on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He goes back up for a third set of 40 days on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He comes finally back down with the Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur symbolizes the day of Slichu Mechila B'Kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. So he says, you know what? I'm going to give you a Yom Adin 10 days before Yom Kippur. So that you have, so it's a propitious time. It's a good time of the year to do tshuva, to be forgiven, because by when Yom Kippur comes, I'm going to forgive you. Because that already is built into the Bria. The Yom Kippur is a time of Slicha. So that's why he dafka has, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says Benisa Nivra Ha'olam, but Hashem Baruch Hu makes this Yom Adin. Nina Lam Torah Zman Kedei Shebo Yifashbu Maaseihem V'Yeshuvu El Hashem. That's what he says, and that's why he says that's the basis of the minhag of starting Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, not by Elul. So he says that's the reason, because this is the time according to Rabbi Yeshua. He says Yesh Mekomos Shemakdim Be'Echad Be'Elul. He says they both have what to rely on, but this is an important discussion. Why do we have Rosh Hashanah today on Aleph Tishrei? According to Blazer, it's understandable. According to Rabbi Yeshua, why? Because Chasdei Hashem. The Arach Laner just has one other suggestion, and that is, we know, again, I don't know if Manachem mentioned this Tosis yesterday, when you do this Gemara, you have to do Tosis later on in Daf Chav Zayin. Rabbi Tam asks that if you look at our davenings, in our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, who do we hold like? Do we hold like the world was created in Tishrei, or the world was created in Nisan? So, what do we say in davening? Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha. So it sounds like that we hold like Rabbi Elazar, that the Tishrei never hold them on Rosh Hashanah. But he says if you look in other parts of Tefillah, it seems like B'nisa never hold them. If you look in the, here, Tosas quotes the Daf Chav Zayin, I think he quotes the Yotzeres. Right, if you look in the Yotzeres, maybe that's what we don't know. Right, if you look in the Yotzeres of Shmini Atzeres, Yom HaShmini Atzeres, there's allusions to that Benisa Devar HaOlam. Either way, this is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph Tosfos holds Elu VaElu Devar Elokim Chayim. Everybody agrees, really. Rabbi Yeshua, you read our daf, it seems like there's a machlokas. Really, there's no machlokas. Really, the world was created b'machshava. Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create the world on Rosh Hashanah. But l'maisa created the world in Nisan. That's what Rabbi Tam says. B'tishrei ala b'machshava libaros v'lo nivra an Nisan. So that's the Gemara there. So it says the Aruch Haner, that's why even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it was b'machshava Allah to create on Rosh Hashanah, b'dinsi, and according to Baruch Hu, machshava k'maisa. Right, he's not going to change his mind. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could go by that day. I always thought that there was maybe a diak in our davening that, like, I think I mentioned this a couple years ago in a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, like Rabbi Tam, because we say Hayom Haras Olam. Haras means conception, doesn't mean birth. Let's say Hayom Leidas Olam, Hayom Haras Olam. So the idea was conceived in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, Kaviyachol, on Tishrei, and then it was actually Nivra on Nisan. Okay, so that's a discussion of the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now we move on. Says the Gemara, Uli Yerakos. And this was the last one on the list in Daf Beis. There's a lot of Gemara on this one Mishnah, on Daf Beis. We're almost up to the next Mishnah, a couple of Daf. Uli Yerakos. So Aleph Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. For vegetables. My tunnel, Yerakos, Ulamaisos, Ulamadar. So the Brisa adds on two more. It's the Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos, for vegetables, for Maisris. What's Maisris? Maisris is, we know there's the Chi of Maiser each year, not just for Maiser Behema, which we've had before, but Maisris is for all your fruits that grew. All your Dogat Tirush V'Yitzar, your fruits, everything for Maisris has to be separated from one year to the next year. It's okay? Okay? 1 year to the next year, and every year is separate. You're not allowed to be ma'aser from year to year, from yashan al chadash, chadash al yashan. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is important for. Ula nedarim, what's nedarim? We'll get to that later. So Gemara is going to analyze each one. Li Yerakos, before we do the next one, it's important to have the following introduction. Number one, it says Maisris here. So we mentioned this in the past. Maisris mida oraisa. What's chayiv in maiser mida oraisa? What's chayiv in maiser mida rabbanim? This is a two-way machlokas with a third shita as well. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas. Tosfos right here. Tosfos Yimraskel Tana holds that mida oraisa, the chi of maisris, is only by dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Dagan, wheat, tirosh, grapes, and oil, and yitzar, oil. And right, we always say in Shema every day, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. So that's according to Rashi and Tosfos. Other fruits, apples and oranges and pears and all the other fruit, are only Chayv and Maisos Midrabanan. Say Rashi and Tosfos, just like Yerakos. Everybody agrees that vegetables are only Chayv Maisos Midrabanan. That's L'Kuli Alma. But all fruit besides Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, that's the Machloka. So Rashi and Tosfos say only Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar and all other fruit are Drabanan. The Rambam holds all fruit are Daraisa. Kol Peiros Elon or Chayv and Maisos Midaraisa, according to the Rambam. That is the two standard opinions. There is an unusual, another opinion, that of the Uraim. The Uraim, Rav Lazar Metz, and also the Smag quotes it, and that is they agree to Rashi and Tosfos with one Hosafa. They agree to Rashi and Tosfos, but that's only by Maisers, but not by Maiser Sheni. By Maiser Sheni, everything is Daraisa. Even vegetables, I think they say. Bakamakomas b'talmud. So let me read it for you. Avo Meiser Sheni noig b'shar peiros afilu b'yerakos shebo riba hakasav aser da aser is called for asarecha mechlal. Of course, psukin to base on it, but that is an unusual shita and important for the Meiser Sheni discussion. Meiser Sheni, which we bring up to Yerushalayim, is more chamor than the other Meiseris. That is Daraisa, even if you say it's only Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, by other Maisers, by Maiser Rishon, by Maiser Ani, but by Maiser Sheni, it's Daraisa even by Peiros Elon and even by Yerakos. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Shita of the Yerev. So that's what, just to have that as background. So, Tana, the Yerakos, the Maisers, the Nadar. The Yerakos, Maininu. So what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says Yerakos, are go by Aleph Tishrei, Maiser Yerek. So talking about Maiser Yerek, as we just said, there is a chiv of Maiser Yerek that is midrabana. You have to take off Maisers from your vegetables. So that's what it refers to in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Haina Maisers. What do you mean? The Brisa says Maisers as the next word. So why isn't that included in the word Maiseros? Why does it say Yerakos and then Maiseros? So it says the Gemara, Tana Darabanan V'Ketani Daraisa. First it says the Darabanan Maiseros, Yerakos, V'Ketani Daraisa, and then it says the other Maiseros. Right, so Tosfos admits that it sounds like everything besides Yerakos is Daraisa. It sounds like the Rambam's right, because it's contrasts Yerakos to Maiseros, but Tosfos says, no, there's a lot of other sources that support me. The first 15 lines of Tosfos here quotes like, it sounds like it's Daraisa. But then you see the sixth medium line, he says, E.F. Shalom Arcane. Right, so Tosfos said, realized that there's a lot of proof to the Rambam Shita, without quoting the Rambam, but he says, this is what I hold. So it says the Darabanas, and then it says the Daraisa. For listening to Daraisa Bereisha, why doesn't it say Daraisa first in the Bereisha? Why does it say Yerakos and then Maiseros? Say Maiseros and then Yerakos. No, we find, says the Gemara, many times that Tanaim, it was very precious to them, the Din Darabanan, even more than the Din Daraisa. The Darabanan shows the Mesiras Nefesh, shows their commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the additional Darabanan. So that is why sometimes you find the Darabanan listed in the Braisa even before the Din Daraisa. Matana Didan, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah only says Yerakos. It doesn't say even say the word Maestros. Tana Darabanan v'koshikein Daraisa. So it just says the Darabanan, and then we would know, surely Daraisa, koshikein Daraisa, has a Chumrah. Again, what do you mean koshikein? We're just talking about a time. So the Mepharshim say, no, it means if the Darabanans have a strict law, meaning you're not allowed to be Maaser from one year to the next year, surely the Daraisa has this strict law that you're not allowed to mix the Maestros. The Lisni Maiser, one more. Ask the Gemara, why does it say the word Maisros in the Brisa? Just say the word Maiser. What's Maisros plural? Answers the Gemara, Echad Maiser Behema ve'Echad Maiser Dagon. No, it's either Maiser Behema or Maiser Dagon. Right, we know both of those are Daraisa, animal Maiser versus Dagon, wheat Maiser. So that's why the two references to Maiser. The Lisni Yerek, so what about the word Yerakos? Also, why is it plural? Just say the word Yerek. Tregamna Yerek. No, there are really two kinds of vegetables that have a difference in terms of when their chi of Maiseros kick in. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maiseros, Yerek haneegad misha yeegad v'sheino neegad mishimali esakli. Remember we mentioned that Mida Oraisa, the chi of Maiseros, only kicks in when you bring it into your house and you have Rias Pnei Bayis and you have Gemar Malacha. But midarabanan, one is not allowed to eat even achilas, you're not allowed to eat achilas keva, a set meal, even before that time. Even before you bring it into your house, if there's a gemar malacha, if there's a finishing of the production process, even before that, there's still, you're not allowed to eat achilas keva before that. And once that happens, you can't even eat achilas arai. You can't even eat snacking before that stage. So what is that stage? So the Mishnais and Maisers describe that there's a different stage of Gemar Malacha by different vegetables and different fruits. So this Mishnah says there are two kinds of vegetables. Yerek HaNeagad, vegetables that are usually bound up. Misha Yagad, so when you bind it up, that's the crucial time. So up until the time that you bind it up, you're allowed to snack on them. Once they're bound up, you're not allowed to even snack on them. Dindarabanan. V'she'enu ne'akad, and if those, some of them, you never bind up, you just throw them into the barrel. So mishimali is a kli, when you fill up the kli, that's when the halacha of chiyamaisus kick in. So, in Achinami, the Gemara says that there are two kinds of Yerakos. It doesn't make a difference. They both have the same time of Rosh Hashanah, but because there are two kinds of Yerakos, v'chiyam maisus, that's why the Brisa lists them separately. Yeah?
The Gemara didn't ask any other case why it's plural. And you spoke at that Ben Yisrael.
The Gemara doesn't ask why any other thing is plural in the Mishnah. Right, so the Mishnah here does not, the Gemara here is not asking on the Mishnah why things are plural or singular. So we mentioned the Bnei Yisachar. This is asking on the Braisa. So why doesn't it ask on the Mishnah? I don't know. It's picking this thing, Yerakos and Maiseros. It's asking on the Braisa, every word of the Braisa. So why not on the Mishnah? I'm not sure. Why doesn't it ask on the Mishnah? Okay. Vayter in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Second to last line, Likate Yarek Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Brisa here is going to give an illustration of what we just said. That the first day of Tishrei is the crucial time. But again, one word of introduction to understand this next line. When we say that the crucial time for something is Aleph Tishrei, so what has to be done before or after? What's the crucial point? So we're going to see tomorrow, and I'll mention this now, but we're going to see more tomorrow. It depends if you're talking about fruit, wheat, or vegetables. When it comes to fruit, the crucial time is called the chanata. When does the tree blossom? If it blossoms before Rosh Hashanah, then it's considered this year. If it blossoms after Rosh Hashanah, it's called that year. That's what fruit go by, chanata. Dagon goes by havashlish. We'd go by, did it bring, did it grow a third yet, which is a later stage. Chanata is a blossoms. Havashlish is a later time. And now, what we're going to learn now is by yurakos, by vegetable, it goes by likita, by gathering. It goes by gathering. That's what the Mishnah of the Brisa says. Likate Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah, if you gathered a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shelo Tavo HaShemesh before Shkia, V'chazav Likate Misha Tavo HaShemesh, and you gathered another one after Shkia, Ain't Tarmin Ma'asrin Mizel Zeh. So then that's two different years for Chumas and Ma'asris. You can't be Ma'asrin one on the other. Why? L'fisha Ain't Tarmin U'ma'asrin Lomen HaChadash Ala Yashav Lomen HaYashav Ala Chadash. You're not allowed to be Ma'asrin from one year on the next year. So this is it. So the chiddush of the Brisa is that it goes by Lakita. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. What exactly does Lakita mean? The simple understanding of this Gemara is that Lakita means Lakita, gathering. Did you gather it before? Did you gather it afterwards? That's what Lakita means. Tosfos we're going to have tomorrow. Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom says no, it means Ra'ui Lilkot. When is it fit to be gathered? Just like the other two Zmanim. When it reaches, when it blossoms, when it reaches a shlish, Tosfos on your gimel mabez, we're going to see on the bottom, Dibur Maschala Achar, says that it means when is it fit to be nilkat. So that's a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Yeah. Yes, Yisrael. What's going on here? Right after Shkia, you picked it? You picked it? So we're talking about it's Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean you picked it on Rosh Hashanah? Right? Even if you want to say Heter Ochel Nefesh, Ketzir is not included. It's Lisha Ve'elach. So what did you pick that Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos should have said, what he says on the next daf, it could have said, that's my raya. Right? It didn't happen on Rosh Hashanah. But look at what Tosfos says on top. Birushalmi Muki Labanachri. A guy picked it. A guy picked it, right? Tosfos is obviously bothered by your question. A guy picked it. So they asked the Pnei Yeshua, why didn't Tosfos just say what he says on the next daf? Just say that it means Roy Lilka. So the Pnei Yeshua says it must be because you can't be so, you can't know in 3 hours that it's Roy Lilkot, it's not Roy Lilkot yet, and now it is Roy Lilkot. You can't like know that exactly. You can't, over a few months, you see it. But it's, you can't know so by the minute, this minute it's this, so just Metzias wise. You're right, that's why Tosef has to come up with another case. If you look at the Me'iri says, no, it was Nukat Bavera. Right, you did an Avera, so you picked it Bavera, so, but this year you still have to know what the Chi of Maestris is and what it is not. The Ritvak might give the other Pashtus answer. The Ritvak, it says, after Abbas, Misha Tavo HaShemesh, but who says he did it that day? Maybe he did it a week later. It says, just the emphasis is after Rosh Hashanah. That's all it means. Before Shkia and after Shkia. Not Dafka that night. It means sometime afterwards, just to contrast it to before Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Ritva says. Another way to understand. But either way, this is the issue of Lakita by Yurakos. Continues the Gemara. Im, this is a continuation of the Braisa. Im Haisa Shnia Nechnasas L'Shlishis. If this year that you write it, let's go like the Rambam, that you actually picked it beforehand, it was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and afterwards was the third year. As we know, there are different halachos for first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. In 1, 2, 4, and 5, every year, let's say it this way, every year there's Truma Gedola that you give to the Kohen. Every year there's Nicer Meiser Rishon, which we give to the Levi. But the next one changes. Meiser Sheni versus Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani, which we give to the Ani, Meiser Sheni, which we bring up and eat in Yerushalayim. So that changes. In 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's Meiser Sheni. In 3 and 6, there's Meiser Ani. And in Shemitah, there's nothing. All right, so that's what Gemara is about to say now. So if this was for year 2, going to year 3, then Shniel Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The first year gets Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Shlish is Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. Right, the third year gets Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. Minohani Mili. What's the source of this idea? What's the source of this idea that the third and sixth year switch from Meiser Sheni to Meiser Ani? Reb Shua ben Levi. Kisachal ala aseres kol maser tuascha. Bashana hashlish shnaza Meiser. When you finish taking all the Meiseris in the third year, and the third year is called Shnaz HaMeiser, end quote. Right, the year of the Meiser, singular. Shana she'ein ba ela Meiser echad. So the drasha is the year of the Meiser, the year with only one Meiser in it. Haketzad. So what do you mean the one Meiser in it? So Rashi explains. Only one Meiser that was knowing the previous year. Meaning, Meiser Rishon is always. That we're not talking about Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is every year. But only one Meiser is knowing of the previous year. So which one do you get rid of? Ketzad, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, Yevatel, O Eino, Ela, Af, Meiser Rishon, Ami, Yevatel. So the Gemara says, do we say that you're going to have Meiser Ani and both Meisers are going to be Mevutal? Or do you say, no, just one? So Tamalomar, so I already said the Maskana, but this is the Drasha. The Levim to the Bear Vamartalahem. Another Pasuk says, tell the Levim, Kisechume Ace Bene Yisrael is a Miser, Asher Nesati Lachem, when they take the Miser from the Yisraelim, and the context of the Pasuk is that, and they're going to give Trumas Miser from their Miser Rishon, but when they take their Miser, Meitam Benachalaschem, in your Nachala. In your, the Yisrael's Nachala. So says the Gemara, Hikishu HaKazal HaNachala. The Pasuk compares Miser Rishon of the Levi to Nachla, to an inheritance. Ma Nachla Ein La Hefzik, Af Miser Rishon Ein La Hefzik. Just like a Nachla, an inheritance, doesn't have any break in it, it always stays with the family, so to Miser Rishon does not have any Hefzik. That shows that every year has Miser Rishon. And therefore, the only thing that's going to be mevutal is going to be Meiser Sheni, which is going to change to Meiser Ani. Let's continue. We have the same Gemara now, just in a different Lashon. Actually, let's say this. Before we do that, let's tell you a Nesiv. Fascinating tshuva of the Nesiv in the Meshav Davar, in Aleph Chav Dalet. There was a bunch of, it seems like the tshuva was, there was a bunch of children that had tshuvas. Their father was a great gaon, and there were tshuvas that their father wrote. And the father put in the will that he did not want them published. He did not want these tshuvas published. Why? He says, "Mitam she'en lismo kol kacha la tshuva kamo al mashakasa b'derech limid oso ha'inyan." He says, "When I wrote a tshuva, I was a little more rushed. I didn't have time to like sit for hours and hours in the base medrash. Published my chidushim that I sat in the base medrash, my lumdus that you could publish. But my tshuvas," he says, "I don't know if I got to the MS." So he didn't want his tshuvas published. V'hikiv asugya burya, he said, when I sit in the Beis Medrash, I look at all the sugyas of all the time in the world. V'samach dvar v'amash eskimo aposkim lismoch al piskei harash yodim al b'shuvosav. He says, and what's my raya? Who uses the tshuvas harash? Not many of us. We look in the rush on the Gemara. We don't look at the tshuvas harash. And we even quote, if there's a machlokas between the tshuvas and the psakim, we paskin like the psakim. So you see, the tshuvas aren't reliable, says the questioner to the Netziv. So you see, love this in the Beis Medrash. That's much more reliable than giving a tshuva. So he says he didn't. So that's where they came to the Netziv. They said, can we publish our father's tshuvas? We want to publish them. That's the Shaila. So Ulam Bodaiti says the Netziv, again, this is a fascinating tshuva for many reasons, but he's going to quote our Gemara in a minute. That's why we're doing it here. But he says, Ulam Bodaiti, who's going to pick out how our Gemara is Shaykh? Oh, nobody knows yet. Ulam Bodaiti, Hadala, Hidla, Bein Adram, Nechonim, Klau, B'taimim. Says the Netziv, first of all, I think he's wrong. I think your father's wrong. The Adarabba, B'shoah Shemishivin Halacha L'maisa, Ba'im La'ome Ka'inyan Yoser, V'masho Inyan B'derech Limud. He says you get more to the MS when you're answering a Shaila than you get to when you're sitting in the Beis Medrash. Sitting in the Beis Medrash, okay, you're thinking of all the possibilities, you're arguing with the Chavrusa, okay. When you have to research something to give an answer to a psak that you get to a question that you got, that's when you get to the MS. He says, and not only in terms of logical work, but even siyata d'shmaya. He adds, v'gam siyata d'shmaya adif b'shas maisa. He says, a posting when he gives an answer to a shayla has siyata d'shmaya that he's being mechavi to the MS. He says, similarly, there's a remotion, his Akdama talks about this as well. He says, what about the rush? Why do people rely on the rush? On the psakim and not on the tshuvas? He says, that's only because the son of the rush told us to do that. That he wrote that later. And therefore, he might have been Choserbo from his original opinion. But not because that there's more reliability in the psukim than in the tshuvas. So he says, first of all, I disagree with that assumption. That there's more reliability in his lumdus than in his tshuvas. So he says, first of all, the tshuvas have more assumption. Mia de Torah hayotzi b'shas tshuva l'maisa adiv u'mechuvin yoser l'emes mimasha yotzi b'dasa adiv b'shas halimud. Unbelievable yisod. The b'shvil sheish lismach l'tshuvas b'yoser, etc. But now he comes to the other din. But he said that are tshuvas his own? If a person comes up with Torah, does he have the right to say, it's mine? Right? It's very halacha l'maisa. Copying svarim, this relates to, right, tapes and, right, so we're not going to get a shear on that right now. But at least this tshuva should be part of that discussion. Does a person have the right? It's his Torah, you know, does he ever, even if he was wrong in his assumption, he said he doesn't want his tshuvas published. So it says, then it's Siv, he says, l'chora, you might say, he does have control. Why? This is where our Gemara comes in. Because Torah, it says, v'saraso yega yom avalayla, it's his Torah, and the Gemara in Erevin says, Torah is called Nachla, and Nachla ain't la hefzik, and a Nachla is already hefzik, and it's his forever, and therefore you could say that it's his Torah. So he says that maybe he should have the right that you can't publish it. But then he says, no way. He says, the ain't a nikra shalo, the only reason it's called your Torah is because you can give it to whoever you want to. He says, you could choose to share who your Torah with, but that you're allowed to hold your Torah back and not give it to anybody? He says, you have no right to do that. You have no right to do that. Torah is for everybody. He says, just like a truma, you have truma. You're allowed to eat truma? You're allowed to hold on to truma? No. You could choose which kohen you're going to give it to, but you're not allowed to not give it to anybody. You could choose your talmidim, but you have to have talmidim, says the Nesiv. V'ari zeh demal truma, mikol makom ein b'kocha reshuso lo abit osam lagamre, shari mitzvah hu lo mod l'lami l'achirim, v'lo l'kashim l'afso. Kedush as ha-Torah, afal gav de nikris al shmo shal ha-machadish, v'hi nachalaso, avol dafka shi lo yelcho l'ibud, v'lo yehe batel chilek ha-kedusha shabahem. V'im rotsa shi abdu l'gamre, ein lo reshus, shu neged da'as ha-Torah, etc. That's what he says. He doesn't quote it, but there's a Sefer Chassidim that says that a Talmud Chacham who has Torah, who has the chance to share Torah, or any of us who have Torah to share with our friends and we don't, it's like a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a prophecy to share with some of the others and we don't. That's what we have to, when we have Torah to share with somebody and we have the opportunity to share it, it's our chiyuv. Not just a night, let me tell you a good vart. It's a chiyuv to do it. Because Torah is not ours to hold. Torah is ours to share. That's the Nesiv, but along the way he quoted our Gemara, so we'll have to stick it in here.
It was appropriate for the children
to publish it. So he told the kids to publish it, yes.
Against the wishes of the father.
Yes, they published it against the wishes of the father. Okay, so that's the Nesiv. So add it to the list of the... I owe you a shear on that. Okay. So Tanya Nami Hachi. So the next Brisa says the same idea. What's the makar that Meiser Sheni disappears in year 3 and Meiser Oni comes in? The following. Kisachal Olas Evechulu Shana Sheyevala Meiser Echad. The year, the third year is the year that only has one Meiser. Okay, it's which one? Meiser Rishon or Meiser Oni, Meiser Sheni. Yevatel, should you be Mevatel all of them and only Yochel Af Meiser Rishon Nami Yevatel? And Meiser Rishon should also become Batel, not just Meiser Sheni? Tamal Omer, no. Here we have two drushes. Ubaha Levi. Ba'alevi, the Levi shall come. Kol's manche ba'tenlo, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's phoned out from that pasuk, that any time that he comes, you shall give him. Rabbi Elazar, ben Yaakov omer, eino sarach. No, you don't have to have that pasuk. You could have the pasuk that we quoted earlier. Harehu omer, ve'el ha'levim tetaber v'yamata lehem. Tell the Levim, ki sechu me'es b'nei Yisrael asamaaser, asher nasati lachem mitam b'nachal aschem, hi kishu akasav l'nachala. Right, the pasuk appears meiser to nachla, to an inheritance. Ma'nachla ein lahefzik. Af Meiser Rishon Ein La Hefzik. Period. So that is the Makar. This is the Makar in Shas. That Meiser Sheni in year 3 and year 6 switches. There is no Meiser Sheni and it becomes Meiser Un. There is something, I don't think we've mentioned it a while, but there is a halacha. Halacha, it's not a halacha, it's just it's something that happened in history. The Gemara in Yevamos mentioned this. And that is when Ezra HaSofer went back to Eretz Yisrael after when they got permission, which we had earlier in the Masechta, to go build the Beis HaMikdash, there were a lot of Levim that didn't return. A lot of Levim that didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. So he made a knas. Ezra was konased the Levim and said, and told Klal Yisrael not to give Meiser Rishon to the Levim. So there's a machlokas there between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mida Oraisa, could you give Meiser Rishon to Kohen in Mida Oraisa? Midaraisa, could you be Yosei? So, and it has to do with what Ezra did. Because if Ezra was Ezra, did he tell him only give it to the Kohanim or just don't give it to who you're supposed to do? That's a machlokas. So, but that is agreed upon that Ezra says no more Meiser Rishon to the Levim. So, ask the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadek Hey, Mr. Shin Sadek Hey, we know there's a Taz. What Taz? What Taz? What Taz have we mentioned many times? Taz Shofar? Taz by Shofar. What does the Taz say? The Taz asks in Hilcha Shofar, we know that there's a Gzeirah Drabanan to play musical instruments on every Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif, on Pesach. Can't blow a musical instrument. So why didn't Chazal say you can't blow Shofar on Yontif, even Rosh Hashanah? Because Shem Yisak and Kleshir, right? Why isn't there a Gzeirah Drabanan? You might blow a beautiful instrument, right? Great question. There's got to be an answer, right? So what does the Taz say? Yeah. The Chachamim cannot be Mevatel something that's Mefurish Batorah. They don't have that authority. It says in the Torah you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Mevatel that. So when Shabbos falls on Rosh Hashanah, you're not being Mevatel it because tomorrow you'll blow. Next year you'll blow. But you can't be Mevatel something that's Mefurish B'Kro. Many examples of this, the Taz himself quotes Mila on Shabbos. Why don't you say you can't do Mila on Shabbos even if it falls up as Mano because you might carry the knife? No, so the Taz says no. It says Ubayom HaShmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. It's as if it says in the Torah you could do Mila on Shabbos. There's an extra word to teach you that you can do Mila on Shabbos. That's the Taz's Yesod, and there are many Achronim that quote this to explain many different cases. So they ask the Menachas Chinuch, according to the Taz, how did Ezra do this? If you have to give Meiser Rishon to the Levim, how did Ezra come along and say, don't give it to the Levim? That's his kasha. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says the Ma'aser Risha goes to the Levim, how will they oker it? So he says he doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand how Ezra did it. So he says it must be, this is where the Rambam gets it from. Where does the Rambam get what from? The Rambam holds that the Sover, the Trumas of Maestros, Bizman Hazev, Afbi Me Ezra, who rock me Drabanan. He says that's how you know the Trumas of Maestros is only Drabanan. So there's nothing before Shbatorah nowadays. Even Bizman Bayesheni, there was nothing before Shbatorah. It was all Drabanan. But you're right. Once Trumas of Maestros become Daraisa again, then Ezra's Takana is null and void. Ezra was only allowed to do this, says the Minchas Chinuch, because Trumas of Maestros was Drabanan. So the Torah's not talking about that. The Torah's talking about a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, that's going to the Levi. And that's how Ezra, he said, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, when we have Trumas and Maaser's Daraisa again, so then, of course, it's going to go back to the Levim, even if they don't deserve it. Why? Because we don't have a choice. You can't go against Dabar HaMefurish BaTorah. Yeah. Ari, you going to pick up your son? Yeshua? Excellent, thank you. Was it a Harasha? But it was, you didn't, there was no ending time. You're right. If there was a harasha, it could be just like a. But when do we have another example of a harasha for all of Klal Yisrael? If you have a harasha, so El Yovar Carmel, it builds a mizbeach, okay. But a harasha to say don't do this for, but yeah, and it doesn't give it specific time. That could be a davar mafurish ba, against a davar mafurish ba Torah.
In the second case, like were
that's what he heals. Even bisman bayisheni. Most of Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, right? There was no Aaron. There was the five things the Gemara in Yuma says were not there. Okay. Let's continue. Ula Nedarim, two dots. Says the Brisa, Nedarim also, the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Aleph Tishrei. So what are Nedarim? And also, why is it Nedarim in the Mishnah? The Gemara doesn't ask that. So Nedarim is the Brisa. Why is it Nedarim in the Mishnah? So the Ritva says, because Nedarim, as we're going to see in a minute, depend on each person. It goes by Lashon B'nai Adam. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. But we'll let's see what that the Gemara is going to say. That Tana Rabbanan Hamudra Haname Chaver Lashana. If I say I'm not allowed to get benefit from you for a year, Monish Neimasachalis Miyom Liyom. So that Lashon you count from that day. If I say it on Aleph Kislev, then it goes till the next Aleph Kislev. It's for a year. But if I say Bimamar Lashana Zu, if I say you're not allowed to get Hanaa this year from me. So then, Afilo Amad El Eser Metisha Ba Elul, even if it's the 29th day of Elul, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Shehigia, right, because we know that Elul is always Chaser, we had that in Maseches Beitza, Kivin Shehigia Yom Echad B'Tishrei, also Lo Shana. Even if it's Erev Yontif, it's the 29th day, you say you can't get out an offer from me this year. So this year stops at Rosh Hashanah. Afilo Lamanta Amar Yom Echad B'Shana, Eino Chash Hashanah, even the Machlogas that we related to, even according to the opinion that says usually, one day cannot be called a year, right? You need 1 month. Here, he would admit. Why? Nedarim are different. Let's see. Urei nafshe kabel alei v'ha'itztar alei. Because when somebody's mudra hana, is he's accepting to pain himself a little bit. And look, he had a day of pain. So that's all. You don't have to go, you don't halachically need the definition of Yom Echad Bashanach Ashev Shan. V'yema Nisan. Ask the Gemara, what about Nisan? Why do you pick Tishrei? Fine, there's a Rosh Hashanah, but why do you pick Tishrei? Nisan is also the first. Answer to the Gemara, no. Bin Nisan, bin Nedarim, halach achal asher b'dei Adam. When it comes to Nedarim, you go by the language that people say. And Lamaisa, what do we call Rosh Hashanah? When we say Rosh Hashanah, we don't mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When we say Rosh Hashanah, we mean Aleph Tishrei. So that's why, when it comes to Nedarim, that's what you go by. But then, and the Meiri just adds that this is also, let's say by monetary documents. Let's say I lend you money. And in the document we say, you know what, you have to Rosh Hashanah to pay me back. So what if the creditor wants more, wants to collect earlier, or the debtor wants more time? It says the Meiri, L'chomer L'kula, goes by what we call Rosh Hashanah. Right, because that's what you, when you write documents, that's what you assume. If you don't write a date, it says Ksas Mefarshim Shestar Chov Shekasav Ostam Zman Piron LeRosh Hashanah Haba Rishon SheEin Malver Rashi LeTvoa BeEchad MeRosh Hashanah MaKodesh. I know the first mission in Rosh Hashanah, and I meant this Rosh Hashanah. No, you can't say that. Says the Meiri. The Meiri says you have to go by what we call Rosh Hashanah, and that is similar to Nadar. Okay, we'll stop here before the Tanan Hasam, and that gets into again more issues of Inyane Zraim. Is there a response for this week? Okay, the shiur is sponsored by the Khan family. Okay, Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Okay, good.